1 o'clock already. Actually, moving right along.
Yep.
Which is good.
Are you ready to be quiet?
And we're back on Hear Here on killradio.org. What is Hear Here, Mark? What's going on?
What's going on with
us? I
thought
I knew you. What is Hear Here?
What are we? We're an all-submission show all the time. There's many ways to submit to us. If many is equal to two.
I think we had this discussion last time, and the answer
is
a
couple. But yes. Many is, we never talked about many. No. Many is more than two.
It depends, because if normally there would only be three of something, two really is a lot.
In relation to that, yes.
Like if I have had two open heart surgeries, I'd describe that as many.
Right.
I wouldn't describe
especially
because
of the severity of open heart surgery. Yeah, that's many. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Do you, is this how you seduced your fiance? I mean, because this, you're repelling me right now when you do these kind of conversations. You're pushing
me
away.
Actually, it's inexplicable how I seduced my fiance. Hopefully she doesn't listen to the show.
No. She's not really into what you do.
Oh, well. No, she is. I don't
think
she's
listening. I'm joking. Come on. Don't get serious. I mean, please. So, wait. Well, let's talk about submissions.
Insecure. So, submissions. You know, the idea is people make music all the time, and they're always trying to kiss the asses of all these different radio stations. Oh, please listen. Please listen. And they go through the effort of burning a CD and putting it in a package and sending it off, and then they never hear from anybody. And we were even having this problem here at Kill Radio, is people would hear about Kill Radio, and they'd send in a CD, and it would just sort of get sucked into the vortex. It'd end up at a library
shelf.
Yeah,
no one,
ever
touched.
Knew who sent it, or whatever. So,
and here's the thing: we got international cavalcade of listeners.
Yes,
who deserve to hear what you guys have to play.
And it's such a slice of life. I mean, it's every kind of music, every quality of music. I mean, we joke about it, but it's true. There really is no quality control at here, and I find that extremely liberating.
Except there was one time I wanted to have quality control, and you smacked me down.
Didn't play something.
I almost didn't play
it.
Something. Yeah.
But, you know, and I thought that would mean that most of what we would get would be, like, unlistenable, but it's not true.
No, well, that's the thing. There's a lot of talent out there, and if anything, the quote-unquote computer revolution has done is made it real easy for people to make their own stuff with just a laptop and some mic cords, you know? So to submit via mail...
You send your CD... The analog way. You send your CD to Kill Radio, attention, here. 3806 Beverly Boulevard, Suite 201, Los Angeles, California, 90004. And that's pretty much it. And, you know, include a little thing, a little piece of paper about what you are.
Yeah, gee whiz.
Anything, a sticker.
Where are you from?
You know, anything you like. Or just send the CD. That's fine, too. You know, or a T-shirt. And,
Again, that address once again?
3806 Beverly Boulevard, Suite 201, Los Angeles, California, 90004. And make sure it's addressed to Kill Radio. Attention, here. Because Kill Radio has 30, 40, 50 DJs. Mm-hmm. We don't even know. And people come and go.
And they love to snake our shit.
Yeah. And that's a good thing, actually, because after it gets played on here,
yeah.
It's available
that's
to all
the other
DJs. And it does end up getting played on other shows, too.
Yeah.
So.
Speaking of our address, did you notice the new address sign in the building?
No, I didn't.
Well, that was like. You know when they have those crew signs they're now doing where they're printed on that plastic kind of corrugate kind of stuff?
Yeah, no, that's been up there for a long time.
That one has?
Yeah.
That's the first time I noticed it today.
Wow.
Anyway, I never look up.
We all have a lot more music to play.
Well,
so
hold on. Submitting the digital way.
That's right. You don't
how
have
I like
CD.
Is submitting via MP3, which is real easy. I utilize a website called yousendit.com, all one word. I can't believe you're drinking that vitamin water. That's such a chick water.
Is it? It's just what was available at the place that I was thirsty.
Oh, is that your excuse?
I have no other explanation.
Because the packaging, it's all about the chicks.
Is it?
I mean, it's great packaging, but it's total chick water.
You know, the thing about vitamin water is it's such a scam because it's not vitamin water. It's just sugar water.
Right.
It's, you know, spray-painted yellow. But that's okay because it tastes good.
Yeah. So anyway, yousendit.com, free website, doesn't cost you anything. It's kind of like how PayPal works. You put my email address as the recipient, which is Mark, M-A-R-C, at killradio.org. And then you upload the track to their server, and I will get an email instantly, and I have 7 days to get it. Which reminds me, someone submitted it, and I don't know if I got it. I hope I got their submissions in time. So anyway, YouSendIt.com. Use my email address, Mark, M-E-R-C, at killradio.org as the recipient email address. And I will get your track that way and put on the playlist. And hopefully it won't, you know, clog up my iPod that it also my iPod starts freaking out on me.
Oh, my God. This is so boring.
Yeah, let's move on. Is it my turn or your turn?
It's my turn. We were just listening to the lovely Indigo Babies.
Yes, so thank you.
Off of your computer. And now I have a CD. It's called Star, No Star. Unfortunately, there doesn't seem to be any sort of web or email address or anything like that. But if you like what I'm about to play, I do have Bobby's cell phone number, which is 626-524-0323.
Nice. So let's call him right now.
We should call right now.
Just call him on the air.
I'm gonna play a track, and then I'll decide if we should call on the air. You're listening to Here on killradio.org.
I got into it, bro. Please stop talking cool with
You're listening to Here on killradio.org.
Here. I love that chorus. Please stop talking, go away. That's awesome.
Yes.
I'm going to have to say that a lot today. Please stop talking, go away.
Star, No Star is made by Bobby. And again, his number is 626-524-0323. So I'm guessing he's in Pasadena.
Yeah.
And we'll announce any information you give us right over the air.
Yeah, be careful.
But seriously, I mean... It's time for him to get a website, because that's good music.
Totally.
And I'm sure people would like to book him in their
venues.
But
maybe he gave you the phone number not to be told to people in France.
What? People in France don't like good music?
People in France don't like Pasadena.
Oh. Is this going to turn into some sort of Freedom Fries
conversation? Well, there's that whole, you know, that whole Pasadena, France thing.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Because in the 1700s, when the French colonized Pasadena.
Right.
There was a bit of awkwardness there.
Well, it's always awkward with the French.
And the Pasadenans. But then they were called the Pasadenans.
Stupid.
Please. I love how I just wear you out. Every conversation, it starts simple enough, like, hey, would you like a glass of water? And then it ends with, stupid.
Stupid.
Fan-tranny-tastic.
That's stupid. I like saying like that.
So what do you have lined up for us next?
I'm trying to remember. I think this is a band out of Manchester called Kizzy Lock. And the song's called Thy Power Has No Might. I want to say they have a MySpace page, but I'll get that information to you when we get back. So, again, Manchester, Thy Power Has No Might. The band is Kizzy Lock. You're listening to Here on killradio.org. Welcome back. Ooh, I'm loud. Sorry. That was, again, Kizzy Lock. That's a good song. Thy power has no might. So it's
all
disempowered
true.
Power, right?
Yes.
And again, out of Manchester. That's England, right?
It's like England, and yet somehow strangely different.
Oh, right.
So coming up next, we have Molly Irene, who sent us a lovely brand new packaged CD, which I enjoy, and a personal handwritten letter, which is rare in the music industry. And the name of the CD is Sunday Sometimes, and she says a dear friend of hers told her about the station. She's coming to LA through August and September, going to be performing throughout the area. So that's good that you had the insight and foresight to send your music to here, where it would get played. Check out myspace.com/Molly Irene Music. And This is what she sounds like. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. And that was Molly Irene.
Where's she from, John?
Ah, I don't know. I don't know.
What's her area code?
I lost the packaging. It's area code 314.
Okay, if you know what 314 is.
Is that?
Instant messages.
I know she's
station.
Not from L.A. because it says she's coming through L.A. in August and September to play around town. So we'll
aren't
just
we all just going through L.A.?
Yeah. So Molly Irene at AOL.com as well as www.mollyirene.com and would you believe myspace.com/MollyIreneMusic. So cool. Thank
nice.
You for submitting.
Yes.
We have just a few more songs to play and then we're going to be treated to, we'll play a track or two from Michael Harris, who's actually come here live in person to tell us about his work and where he's going to be playing soon and all that stuff. Okay, I met this guy that I'm going to play next over the weekend. Starsky and I DJed at this. Starsky's another member of Kill Radio. We DJed at this Green Party fundraiser. And he was
You're
one
not
of
Green
the,
Party.
What's that?
You're not Green Party.
Actually, I'm not.
I am.
But they're good people. And they're hardworking. What? No, it's true.
It's true.
So I'm just going to pick a random... God, I don't know. There's so many great tracks on here. The Kill Bush Suite.
Sweet?
That's what it says, Kill Bush Suite. Maybe I should play that one. No, I'm going to play Don't Even Ask. I don't know. I think that's a cool name for a song. And this is Guido Corleone. And let's see if there's a website in here. And come on. All right, well, I'm going to look for it while we play this song. You're listening to Hear Hear, Kill Radio's only all submission show.
Thank God.
KillRadio.org.
Yo, what up? Guido Corleone about to turn this bitch inside out.
Don't even ask, I match fast on fat tracks. I think bricks are one hash. Yank on my tunic and dank on my stash. Basically exceptional, balls get rash. Mercury's rising, leave you out with a heat rash. Flashback to fat stacks and neural labs. Raps out the sack, strong, I am contact. I'm the architect, sign the contract. I found an artifact, I'm really proud of that. That backdrop, some panoramic technicolor colors my dreams. My life will be a movie, one that everyone will see. So everyone can see how amazing it could be. But I always try to flee from the things that are good and cling to things that are bad for me. Don't try to handle me, because everything I touch turns to golden rust. And everything I hold thrives, high dies, and turns to dust. Motherfuckers, allow me to adjust. It's not in jest, but it is in just. So no need to flex, cause I'm feeling the flux. And there's a thin line between being on point and going nuts. Go nuts, everybody get nutty. Work that chick, her friend, and that one too, buddy. Cause life is so lovely, no matter how you rub me. I'm Guido Corleone, you know you gotta love me. Go nuts, everybody get nutty. Work that chick, her friend, and that one too, buddy. Cause life is so lovely, no matter how you rub me. I'm Guido Corleone, you know that you love me. Best pass the gas mask fast. The daily task your ass fast in this toxic flat. A bathtub, ginseng, and weapons of mass destruction. It begins. Pick a target, pick a country, grab the wheel and spin. Flashback to past lyrical attacks. Is it love that you lack? I just want my baby back. It's in my dialect. It's in the project. Respect of our genuflect. Lost in my retrospect. Retro vertigo. I know just how you're hurting, girl. Let's draw back the curtain and go back into our spirit world. The world's my oyster and you're my pearl. So slowly suck me into your sensual, sexual swirl. I spiral downward at the whirlpool of your love. I'm at my breaking point, about to scream enough. Because love won't die. I don't even know why. I try, my soul flies. I'm lost when I stare in your eyes. Motherfuckers, yo, focus and adjust. It's not a test, but it is a must. So no need to stress, cause I'm feeling the love. And there's a thin line between being in love and out of touch. Go nuts, everybody get nutty. Work that chick, her friend, and that one too, buddy. Cause life is so lovely, no matter how you rub me. I'm Guido Corleone, you know you gotta love me. Go nuts, everybody get nutty. Work that chick, her friend, and that one too, buddy. Cause life is so lovely, no matter how you rub me. I'm Guido Corleone, you know that you love me. That's right, Guido Corleone, all up in the scene. In case you ain't heard of me, this is the C-O-R to the L-E-O-N-E. Guido. Ain't never caught dead in no speedo. Just rolling fat like I was in my Perry Ellis tuxedo. And y'all waiting, say neato. Yeah, like fucking that fool named Guido. Guido, Guido.
Hello. Much better.
Where are you, John?
I'm here. I'm testing a mic.
I thought we lost you.
John. I get that a lot. I thought we lost you. You're on what we used to call a bad triple,
say,
buddy.
They don't say thought. They said hoped.
Ooh,
oh, I
that
hoped
hurts.
We lost you.
So that was Guido Corleone. And
yes.
It's agreed online in the instant message as well as in this room that Guido Corleone is hot.
H-A-W-T, hot.
Yeah, that's tight. So the website is www.guidocorleone.com. And that's G-U-I-D-O-C-O-R-L-E-O-N-E. I don't know.
No, you spelled it right.
Yeah. No, I mean, you should
know
how
you're
to spell
a good speller, John.
Guido and Corleone.
Yeah.
Not only am I a good speller, but I can read.
You're a good reader.
And I rather enjoy it.
And you have really great looking skills. Like, you look really well. Like, television really trains you.
I mean,
has
like,
trained you well.
I look at people. Someone told me
you're
once.
Very, yes.
That you know, like after meeting me, that I'm a good sort. I look people in the eye. That's what he said.
You're
this
a good
was a
what?
Very large man who told me this. Very, you know, big, imposing person. So the kind of person, it was like a girlfriend's big brother or something like that. That kind of scenario where it's like, God, I hope he doesn't think I'm a tool, you know? And he just sort of gave me that sort of that validation, like, you're all right. You look people in the eye. I won't have to kill you like the others. that was nice. But I stopped looking people in the eye after that.
And obviously that was an important moment for you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Michael, do you want to run down and put Change in the Mirror? And we're going to play a track from your CD and get your microphone set up. So we're going to play a track by Michael Harris, the Michael Harris Band. And hopefully he'll be back from feeding the meter.
Yeah, and hopefully our playing the track doesn't cost him anything. Like a ticket.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wasn't sure where you're going with that.
I wasn't either.
Okay.
For a moment.
So I don't know. I guess this is not. Jesus.
Hello? Testing?
No. I think it's just.
Does this mic work at all?
Is it plugged in? I don't know. All right. We'll sort that out. Anyway, you're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. The only submission-based show in the universe.
Yes. With us doing it.
Of its kind. In
that's called Hear Hear.
In the Koreatown, that, Silver Lake
yeah,
area.
Yeah, adjacent. And that has a CD player that doesn't work.
Especially on Beverly. Okay, this is Michael Harris Band.
Just put everything up.
Everybody sing, oh,
Michael R. Harris.
Here, here.
Actually, you lost the R, didn't you? Now it's Michael Harris.
But what happened to the R?
Is my mic on?
Yeah, you're
I
good.
I think it's on. Okay. Well, I usually use the R, but I dropped the R because it just stopped the flow.
Yeah, so now it's
R.
MHB.
Ooh, stop. Yeah, MHB is much, you know, it's much simpler than Mr.
HB. Right. Oh, yeah, like, did people confuse that?
Be,
like,
it would be kind of confusing, so I was like, you know, drop the R and just keep it, you know, kind of keep it simple. But, yeah, so.
It's so you are Michael Harris, and yet the CD is the Michael Harris Band.
Yeah.
So you write all the music, you write all the songs?
Yeah, I write all the music, write all the songs, and then I kind of throw it into the guys, and they kind of say, oh, that's crap, or this works really well. And, you know, we kind of change things as it goes along. So I'm really amiable about that. You know, sometimes they're like, drop that verse because it doesn't work. And I'm like, okay.
When you start a song, do you do it? It's just you and your guitar, and then you're thinking, okay, there's probably going to be a saxophone and this, that, and the other. Like, how many instruments are in your head?
It depends on when I start the song. It's only just me and the guitar that's in my head at that moment. And then after I've played it a couple of times through, then I'm like, oh yeah, my saxophonist can do a little something here, or Carl, my keyboardist, can add something there. And then afterwards, like when I did the album, there are some songs where I'm like, oh, I need an instrument that I don't even have, like a cello player or, you know, a tabla player. So it's kind of nice, but that comes usually like after I've played it through a couple of times. We kind of toy around with different sounds. It
takes on a life of its own.
Yeah, it kind of does. Kinda, it's nice though.
It's almost organic. Like it starts learning to fly on its own. It's less about you even.
Yeah, well, and sometimes that's nice. It's kind of like a relief, you know.
Too much pressure when it's just
I don't have
you.
To, it's growing
well,
on its own.
It's nice that I don't have, I mean, my band is great, so it's nice that I don't have to kind of go, okay, I want you to play this here and do that there. And they don't feel confined, and I don't feel kind of trapped into being like, you know, commander-in-chief kind of thing. And I like it when it's much more organic and everyone can throw their input and change and shape things. I mean, Alice that we just played is probably the most shaped song of anything that I've played, from the time that I first wrote it in Japan to how it's played on the album, is so different. So different. So yeah.
Your band is a sort of cohesive unit now. It's not just you with a bunch of different guest performers. You actually have a team that you take around.
Yeah, I have a core group of guys that I like to play with that, you know, are the band. The only thing that I run into is when, because they're all busy musicians about town, if they're on tour or something like that, then it's like, okay, I have to call someone to, you know, cover.
Right.
Because the drummer on the album actually isn't my regular drummer, but my drummer was in Europe at the time on tour. So it's like, oh, okay.
We'll oh, man. So he's out of town. You're recording the album without him.
Yeah, he was bummed out.
That's like, rough.
Yeah.
You've been playing around town a lot lately, yes?
Yeah. I mean, we took a little bit of a break when we were going into the studio and I was doing all the stuff around the album. But we're getting back into it again. We have Roberto and I are doing a small ensemble charity event on September 14th at the Good Hurt for AIDS Project Los Angeles. There's an AIDS walk coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to play a little opening set for the benefit that night. And we've also booked a show in October, a festival out in 29 Palms, the Pioneer Days Festival.
Wow.
So, yeah. So we're going to go do that, and that should be kind of fun.
And
this road trip.
This album, Open Letter, this is your
debut
full-length.
Full-length CD, yeah.
And you release it on your own label.
Yeah, Diebox is the spot. And we're going to be doing some podcasts. You know, I want to get you and maybe with you and Mark, I got to do some podcasts about people that are doing things involved with indie music and other indie artists and that kind of thing. Because there are a lot of people like yourselves that are working behind the scenes to help out indie artists.
Yep.
A lot of indie artists that maybe don't have the time or the wherewithal to do a podcast for themselves. So I want to kind of do little profiles of people that
know
in town.
That's
and
great.
People that are doing that. You know,
I never get any credit for all the work that I'm doing. In fact, indie artists, they see me on the street, they go and they beat me up. It's awful. What is your web presence? You have a couple of websites.
I have, there's the MySpace site, of course, www.myspace.com. What is it?
/.
I think we should all start, stop
dropping
saying.
Dropping
the
slash.
Dropping all of it except for the slash.
And just it's /Michael Harris Band. Or yeah,
I'm so glad you came prepared today.
I know,
Michael.
Exactly.
I don't think it is. I think it's like MH Band.
It's MH Band.
That's what
it is. MH Band, and then
slash MH Band.
Well, because I have like a Sonic Bids site. I've got all these kind of crazy sites.
Right.
And then
oh, you have the EPK with them.
Yeah.
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 So my
regular website is just mh-band.com.
Oh, it's a nightmare.
It's, you know. Well, yeah, because everyone kind of changes it, and CD Baby changes it. It's like M. Harris Band. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, you know, can it be any...
Where are people getting this album besides CD Baby?
You can buy it on the website, my website, mh-band. www.mh-band.com. And as soon as they fill out the contracts and stuff, you can get it at amazon.com too, so...
And that's different from... You also have diebox.com, right?
Well, diebox is actually...
It's become MH Band?
Yeah, it's the whole link. When you go to the main page, it's kind of like both. It's the indie label and the main website page.
And any...
And it's a cool website, so check it out.
Is it available in any brick-and-mortar stores?
Not yet, but I'm going to be doing the shuck and jive to get it out there. And I'm going to start working with a radio promoter in September, so we're going to try to get it in some other places as well. So,
How long has the Michael Harris Band been in development?
It first began in Japan maybe like 7 years ago.
Wait, can you say that in like a sinister kind of echoey voice? Like, it began in Japan.
I know.
It
began in a place far, far away.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm scared.
Coming to a theater near you, the MH Band.
So that's where you learned how to play guitar and write music?
Well, I was writing lyrics and stuff here in L.A. before I went out to Japan. And then before I left to go to Japan, I had made a decision just to really do my music pretty fully. And so I had to kind of start everything there. But it was great. It was a great fertile ground to get it going.
And now you're here in L.A. You're playing all over town.
Yeah.
And tell me once again the new gigs that you have coming up that you've already booked.
So the next one is September 14th. At the Good Hurt, which is on Venice, and it's for an AIDS charity, the AIDS Project Los Angeles.
That's a cool place. The bartenders are dressed like nurses.
Yeah, they're dressed like nurses. And our set is at 7:45. And then if you feel like making a road trip in October 21st, we're going to be playing at the 70th Annual Pioneer Days Festival out in 29 Palms.
That just sounds scary to me. I don't know. Pioneer
it's
Days.
It's going to be hot.
29 Palms. It just reeks of xenophobia. That's all I just imagined. Now you said it's 70 years in the making.
Exactly.
Wow.
Oh, it's going to turn the Hatfields and the McCoys.
But I bet it's going to be quite a show.
Sister, yeah. Mama. Uncle Grandpa. Come here. Look, I like this band.
Look who's on stage.
they got electricity.
Should we
save me. Go on, please.
Make it stop. Should we just go ahead and play another track from the
Yeah,
CD?
Let's hear something else.
And just one more time, what are your websites?
The websites are www.mh-band.com or myspace/mh.
You're
band.
Looking at me like I know. Exactly. MH Band, I'm pretty sure it is.
It's such
it
a mind fuck.
It's great. All right, this is Michael Harris Band.
Brain teaser.
What do you have a preference?
What am I supposed to do? Or if I could, I don't know. Which one do you kind of...
There's actually not a track listing in your sleeve, is there?
In the inside. There's one more flip.
Oh, my. Wow. Oh, by the way, this is the
great
pictures.
Packaging.
Yeah. You have a great package.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, why don't we just still do If I Could? That's a great song. All right. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. And Michael, thanks so much for coming in
and
sharing your
music.
Totally.
In, guys. It's great. And good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Right on.
If I knew it would be like this, I'd have traded in my worries for a little bliss. If I saw my wants as my needs, I'd have tended different gardens, planted different seeds. If I could. But I'm getting my philosophy from a paper cup.
better drink it up. Better drink it up. If I trust, I'd only be let down, waiting for the other shoe to firmly hit the ground. If I knew all that I might miss, I'd have taken another path, another turn, made another wish. If I could, but I'm getting my philosophy from a paper cup. I better drink it all. To drink it up. Standing in the hall with so many doors that everyone's a gamble. Roll the dice with the hands of ice, afraid that you might lose. And every road you take leads you to another crossroad of choices. And every choice you make, you can hear your inner voices, inner voices. Kiss could make it real, I'd have taken all of yours, a borrowed, begged, and stealed. If I knew the end at the star, I'd have changed the course of rivers so we would never part. If I could, but I'm getting from a paper cup. I better drink it up. I better drink it up. If I saw, if I knew, if I trust, if I could, but I'm getting my philosophy from a paper cup.
Here, here.
Here, here. It's been quite an interesting show.
Yes, it has.
Full of many different flavors and adventures and people.
We've visited many lands today, John.
We've grown, too. As
we've really grown.
We've really grown.
And as a people.
I feel like I know you more, really, than I ever wanted to.
Me too, huh?
And even more so now.
Yeah.
And wait.
And more.
Yeah. So, yeah, so I have to go, change into a suit and tie and shave and pretend I have a real job. Every time you see me dressed like a professional, it means I'm going somewhere to pretend I'm a professional.
Right.
So that they'll pay me to pretend I'm a professional.
Yeah, because I've never seen you dressed professional before.
Well, usually I don't have to change at the studio. But, yeah. So, do you have more music for us?
Yeah. I'd like to play another track by Indigo Babies and also one more by Tapestry.
Do it. Those are both excellent ideas.
Yeah. So
and I'll come back here probably tomorrow and upload the show.
Great. So those of you who may not know or know, We record every show, and then we archive it, so it'll be available per John's
whim.
But although he just said just now that we will be playing, we'll be. I can't. My brain just fried out.
It's Monday.
It is.
I think it's good that we made this a Monday show, so that way we can sort of we have an excuse for everything.
Yeah, and a reason to get out the door.
Exactly.
But John's going to upload the archive at some point between today and tomorrow, probably tomorrow.
It's all true.
And so you can go to our website, killradio.org.
I might do it today. Oh, God, I can't believe I almost forgot.
Can I finish a sentence?
Yes, dear. Sorry, dear.
No, he'll have it. If you go to our archive, if you scroll down the killradio.org website, the bottom, you'll see the archive list, and it's actually the most recent uploads. Which that's when you want to get it, because I think after that it's really hard to find somehow, right? Isn't there some weird thing about where our archive works?
No. Well, what happens is after 10 or so other people have added their things, it goes into the – you have to click on browse to see them all. And then you can still find them.
Oh, okay.
It's supposed to be here, and date. Yeah, they only really disappear completely after like 50 or so. I mean, the link stays. So like if you're a band and you want to hear what – you know, you want to save that link. It doesn't actually get deleted. But after, 50 or 100 new things have been added, the page gets deleted, not the link.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it like still works.
I see.
It's just like you won't be able to see it or
Well, you won't
so
be able
save
to get it.
Well, you save that link
because
it still exists. It's just not sort of shown in the browse section.
Okay, got it.
But that's like way down the line.
Yeah, and it'll be available tomorrow.
Yeah.
Basically.
But actually, I might actually do it today because I totally forgot to mention. I'm going to come right after my appointment. I'm going to come right back here.
Right. Because you have nowhere else to go.
And yes. And also because I scheduled a very special edition of Is Good for this afternoon.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so I'll be here. So I'll probably be able to do it. And interviewing an awesome, awesome band. They're they won the SoCal Music Award 2006 for Best Indie Artists.
Nice.
And they're called Ann Lynn, and they're driving all the way down from Big Bear just to come to Kill Radio and do a live set and interview on the show. So
wow.
So stop by. They're going to be on at 5. Hopefully I'll get here before then.
Yeah, if you can come back and listen, 5 o'clock Pacific time.
Yeah.
Special edition.
Of Is Good. Yes. That's right, because usually I'm on Thursday morning. So
yeah.
Yeah, so
okay,
that's
good.
Enough of that.
I'm barely let you go.
And
kick
I'm
some ass
gone.
In your audition.
So, yeah.
So let's go to, this is a song called Intimate by Indigo Babies. You're listening to killradio.org.
Just sing.